1-800-245-2245 or www.voiceamanywaters.org. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, for domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And this morning we were hoping to have Michael Shaw, but so far no sign of him. So this is going to be an open line. And if you'd like to call us at 970-689-8255, that's 970-689-8255. Why, we'd love to hear from you. But, you know, I like to watch 60 Minutes in the evening because I watch it every Sunday evening, specifically because I want to know what's really going on behind the scenes. And they can't censor out everything as they do. I'm sure I've seen time and again where CBS has actually censored things out. For instance, the first time it was shown why there'll be something there very profound. And then when they rebroadcast the program 6 months or a year later, why they deleted the really important things that are there. But certainly last night on 60 Minutes, when they showed Leslie Stahl's interview with Barney Frank, while they hadn't had time to censor it. Now, Barney Frank is a very evil little man. He's homosexual. His homosexual partner at one time ran a homosexual prostitution ring out of Barney Frank's home. Of course, Barney Frank said, "Oh, shucks, I had no idea what was going on. If I'd known that, I never would have allowed it." And that was brought out on the program last night. What they didn't bring out was that Barney Frank's lover was actually scheduling midnight tours of the White House. He couldn't possibly have done that without Barney Frank's influence. Could you and I? Those scheduled midnight tours for our friends at the White House or for the homosexuals we're recruiting into homosexual activity and homosexual prostitution? Of course not. But, of course, this was left out of the program last night. What was so interesting was that Leslie Stahl did actually bring out the fact that this bill to give $700 billion to Henry Paulson was written by Barney Frank. Barney Frank wrote that legislation. I think it was 142 pages, and it basically said that nothing could be done to criticize Henry Paulson. There could be no judicial review or congressional review of anything that he did. He would have a complete say to do what he wanted to with his $700 billion, which he promised he would use to stop the cascade of home foreclosures, keep people in their homes. And, of course, with the $700 billion, they could have stopped this whole collapse of our economic system. But that was not the plan. The plan is to collapse our system. This is what Paulson and the people who surround him want. Why? Because out of this will come the new world financial order, the new one world government, the one world financial order, the one world currency, and, of course, the one world religion, because these people hate Christianity with a vengeance. And when you understand that, so much of what's going on really makes sense. Now, with that as a background, then, of course, Leslie Stahl says to Barney Frank, but you wrote this legislation, Barney Frank, you wrote this legislation giving $700 billion to Henry Paulson. Why didn't you put a stipulation in there that the money had to be used, to bail out the people whose homes are being foreclosed, to keep people in their homes, to stop this whole problem? And Bernie Frank's remark was, well, you can't make people do anything. You can't make people do anything. That one remark was worth the whole hour that I spent watching the program last night, because what do you mean you can't make people do anything? Barney Frank writes laws all the time. He's a dedicated socialist. He wants to force people to do things, and yet he's going to give $700 billion to Henry Paulson, and he can't put any stipulation in there that, for instance, that Henry Paulson would be held responsible for what he did. Henry Paulson took $350 billion and gave it to his friends on Wall Street, supposedly to reliquify them so they could lend to the public. And what did they do? Our Bank of America got $15 billion, and they spent $5 or $6 billion to buy up a bank in communist China. What does that do to help the American people? Absolutely nothing, because they don't want to help the American people. They don't want to reliquify our financial system. They don't want people to be able to borrow money. They want to topple the system. In addition, they've given some $45 billion to Citigroup. And what does Citigroup do? They took $10 billion of the $45 billion that had been given. Incidentally, we also agreed to accept 90% of the responsibility for $306 billion of their toxic garbage that they have, these bonds that they bought that are non-performing, that'll be simply worth perhaps 25 cents on the dollar. But the taxpayers are in hock for that. But what did Citigroup with the $10 billion of the $45 billion that they've already gotten? They went over and bought up toll roads in Spain. Now, what good is that going to do the American people? Absolutely none, because they don't want to help the American people. And when you understand that this whole financial collapse that has driven down the stock market and is going to impoverish our people and destroy the value of our currency, and there's no way to, better way to destroy a country than to debauch the currency, and that's just what they're doing. But, of course, this whole thing is a scam. It's being done intentionally. Picking up an article in the Wall Street Journal, which I read regularly. Why? Because every once in a while they have to print the truth. Usually they don't. I mean, certainly you can you read that, and you very, very seldom will find out, oh, we hear about General Motors. We've got to help General Motors. General Motors is going to go bankrupt, and all the people are going to lose their jobs, and that may very well be true. But, of course, if they go bankrupt, then they can get rid of their union contracts. And all those people who thought they were going to have a pension, all those people who thought they're going to have health benefits all the rest of their lives, why, they're going to be simply out of luck, and that's what they want. They want to destroy the unions here, because the union leaders are working hand in glove with the industrialists. And if you go into the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, you'll find that the man who heads the AFL-CIO is a member of the Trilateral Commission. So he's working in conjunction with the capitalists. And so this is why the union bosses won't make any concessions to the General Motors and to Chrysler and Ford, because they want to topple the system. But they can't tell the workers that. The workers would be up in arms if they realized that they were being betrayed by their leaders. Well, when was the last time you, for instance, heard or read, anything about the $300 million plant that GM just opened up over in Russia, or the $3 billion that General Motors $3 billion General Motors is spending in Brazil to build up the automotive industry there and all the ancillary factories. We're going to be back. Give us a call, 970-689-8255.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came to witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Michael there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll pick it up and go from there. We'll be on in just a moment here.
Okay, I thought it was tomorrow. It's on my calendar for tomorrow, but I'm ready now.
Okay. Oh, well, I'm sorry. I had it on my calendar for this morning. It was Tuesday morning last week, but I had it on this morning. Well, anyway, if you don't mind, we'll just go right ahead.
Of course not.
And hopefully we're going to get back and hear the music. I don't hear the... Ordinarily, I can tell when I'm going to go on by listening to music, but they seem to cut that off. So I'm going to hang up and call back in. Hang on. With us this morning is our friend Michael Shaw, who heads a group called Freedom Advocates. Michael, are you there?
I am, Dr. Stan.
Well, of course, Freedom Advocates deals with the subject of sustainable development, which is the master plan of so much of what's going on today. So without further ado, Michael, why don't you pick up the story and explain to our listeners, and most of them may well know, but many may not, what is sustainable development? What is Agenda 21? How is it being implemented, and why should we be concerned about it?
Well, sustainable development is the globalist plan of action for creating what's been referred over the ages to the New World Order. The timing today is disturbing because the technology is there to accomplish the kinds of systems that all people can be watched all times, and for which all people become answerable to a system that is totally devoid of any idea of unalienable rights. Your life, your liberty, and your property increasingly are becoming monitored, managed, and controlled by the state. And to get to this new world dynamic, we've got to do some basic things, like destroy the dollar, create a currency that is common to at least a continental area, if not to the world. We certainly see the takedown of the dollar today from all things that any of us can observe. The problem with sustainable development is that it brings us to a world where human beings are regarded simply as biological resources. We see that in everyday action from our government these days. It's something that if we don't become prepared for, we're going to be gobbled up by. In fact, if we don't become organized, even if individually we are prepared, we're going to be gobbled up. Now, sustainable development is an action plan that is promulgated and originates at the United Nations. The United States has accepted the policy and the philosophy of the sustainable program. And our public officials, our government, the president, the Congress, the state houses, your local community have all adopted elements of sustainable development. You say, oh, that's impossible. I know Joe. He's on the county board. He wouldn't be doing this. Well, in all likelihood, Joe is doing it because the political parties themselves are both committed in documents that can be read and understood to the globalist program of sustainable development. Sometimes it's referred to as Agenda 21. That is the agenda for the 21st century. Other times it's called sustainable development. The United Nations calls it Agenda 21-Sustainable Development. You'll see that in your local newspapers, references to the term of sustainable development. When you're out into the rural areas, you begin to understand the pressures that ranchers and farmers, boy, in Colorado, that's for certain, ranchers and farmers there, under massive pressure. Because the basic program of sustainable development, around land use anyway, is for all human beings to be rounded up into what's called smart growth zones. The phrase of build up, not out, evidences the plan for this. Smart growth and cities like Denver are the rage. Not just Denver, of course, it's everywhere. The idea of sustainable development is that much less than 1% of the land of the United States, a tiny fraction of 1%, is to house all the human beings. Another key element of sustainable development is its population control plan built right into its governing document. One of those documents is called the Biological Assessment Report. And in there, it says that the world's population, if we remain industrial, is to be limited to 1 billion people. The worst of sustainable development is yet to happen. That is, a massive die-off of human beings. In order to protect the environment of the Earth, it is said, human beings can be no more than 1 billion population. Well, people who are not familiar with sustainable development first hear that kind of a summary and they say, oh, that can't be. But if you go and begin to search around, you'll see that the evidence of sustainable development progress is evident in every newspaper every day across this country. Congress, as Ron Paul told me personally, has fully adopted the principles of sustainable development. This is why the bailouts are occurring now. The dollar is under destruction. If you print enough of them, it will have no value. And then the Amero, which is the plan for the North American continent, a dollar or currency, much like the European Euro, will be brought into effect. Well, when one begins to understand what sustainable development is, it's time that the listeners pay attention, learn, and accept, really, and there's really no choice, accept that sustainable development is the policy running our government today. When you do, you'll want to change your life. No one of us can stand up and fight back and push this stuff away. We're going to have to do that together. But the way to put yourself in a position where you can stand up against sustainable development with others is to take these steps. First, if you can, unwind your debt. Now, living in suburbia, I know a lot of friends here in California who have good equity, even in these massively falling prices, good equity in their home. If you have good equity, that's a good start. But where you want to be is debt-free, if it's at all possible. You want to downgrade yourself so that you don't get caught up in this trap that is planned for the U.S. dollar. Second, you need to make living arrangements such that you've got food and heat from the disastrous consequences that are no doubt headed our way, because the transportation systems and distribution systems that we rely on now will be shattered if the dollar becomes worthless. And so what we want to do is prepare ourselves for the worst and then take action for the best. We can't just sit back and hope, because hope won't be enough unless you become involved. The way to become involved is to begin to understand what sustainable development is, recognize it in its colors, in its various colors, because if you don't, you're going to trap yourself into support for sustainable development policy in one critical area or another. This is what they count on in the implementation of sustainable policy. If you're not aware, you're going to be sucked in. So many have already. People will regret it one day if they understand the actions that they took that helped promote the globalist program for a one world order where life, liberty, and property, your life, your liberty, and your property are no more important to the government reigning over us than the life of a frog. So it's key to get ready, to understand sustainable development, and then begin to take action. Now, if you're ready to take action, I would suggest as a starting place that people look at Freedom Advocates. We're beginning a dynamic for driving toward a vocal local program. Sustainable development relies upon a, quote, global to local program. That is, the principles of sustainable development are infused into each county, largely through NGOs or non-governmental organizations. Now, a non-governmental organization is an organization that is accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development. The Sierra Club, the National Teachers Association, the American Farm Bureau, the Chamber of Commerce are all NGOs. You may think some of these organizations are your friend, but at the top, their commitment is to a world order where human beings do not hold the status.
I think that's so important, Michael, that we see this in all organizations. I saw this in organized medicine. The people who got into key positions in the American Medical Association and the California Medical Association were people who had an agenda, and they were willing to dedicate all of their time and go to meetings and of course, participate for years to get into a position of power so they could betray the doctors and lead them into a socialized medical system. And the same thing is true in local government. I mean, who would want to be on the city council, on the board of supervisors, and every week have to go to these meetings? Many of them, not all of them, but many of them are people with an agenda, totally dedicated to this establishment of a system to control the masses. And of course, they can't tell the people they want to take away their property rights or their freedom or their ability to live where they want to live and do what they want to do and eventually force them out of their vehicles and cut back on vehicle transit and force people into sustainable communities and into mass transit. They can't tell people that, so they say one thing and then they do another. But these are people who are dedicated to this whole idea of sustainable development and Agenda 21. And, of course, this is all documented. You have so much great information, even some of it directly from the United Nations, on Agenda 21 and the master plan for the control of the individual. So you go right ahead.
Well, it almost sounds crazy to begin to describe sustainable development until you look around yourself. And when you do, you'll see that your children in government schools are learning that the environment is the central organizing principle. And that because it is, mom and dad ought not be driving a car. You see, sustainable development has its fingers in every aspect of our life. It's guided by three overriding principles. The first is the objective to abolish private property. We see examples of that all over. I mean, if we understand private property properly, which is that an owner determines the use of the property, he's prohibited from uses that interfere with the reasonable use of his neighbor's property, and provided he's not polluting the air or polluting the public water system. An owner's choice of land is his choice. You know, if I want to leave, leave farm tools out on the front side of my farm, that's my business. Ordinances around the country are prohibiting junk from being accumulated in everyone's yard. You say, well, that's not a big issue. That doesn't concern me a lot. Well, the idea, though, that Northern Alabama, there's a county that has passed a junk ordinance where an unelected official is made an officer to determine just what junk is. Well, of course, his victims of the junk ordinance, those people are unable.
Hold that right there, Michael. We'll be back in just a moment here with the American Freedom Network.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way. The only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and established this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. And Michael, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization and get the documentation on this incredible program. Certainly, there is a division, you know, in the government dealing with sustainable development. This whole global warming scam is part of their effort to frighten us into changing our way of life for a non-existent program. In fact, indeed, if you look at the temperature charts, the world is actually cooling at the present time and has been for the last few years. This has been one of the coldest winters on record. But, of course, they can't talk about that because you're supposed to believe we have global warming, we've got to think green, we've got to find alternative sources of energy. Of course, we can't have nuclear energy because, of course, that we don't know what to do with the spent nuclear fuel. And, of course, what we could do is reprocess it. It wouldn't be a problem. But they don't want the problem. They don't want a solution. They want the problem. Michael, how can people get in touch with your organization and learn about this most incredible scam, sustainable development?
Well, it's easy enough. Our website is freedomadvocates.org. And phone number is 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. But the importance of coming to our site, and there are a number of other sites that are dealing with this issue. You know, we try to organize things in a simple or straightforward method. You can go to the search engine at the site to, you know, focus on certain specifics, elements of sustainable development that you're focused on particularly. But people need to understand that this is not an empty call. Our lives are being restructured. The new president of the United States coming in, 5 weeks from now, promises us change. Well, sustainable development has taken us to the point where people are begging for change. But the change that Barack Obama means is he means to fully implement the policy guidelines of sustainable development. Barack Obama was brought to the presidential race by a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski. Now, Zbigniew Brzezinski also brought the United States Jimmy Carter as president. Zbigniew Brzezinski, along with David Rockefeller, formed the Trilateral Commission, which is made up of about 100 people, each from three different continents, all desiring and designing the system of a one-world government. So when Barack Obama promises to bring us change, you can well bet that the process of turning America into an enclave as part of a one-world order is moving along and will move very rapidly. There are increasing projections that by 2012, this country will be destroyed. It will be destroyed from within and ready to be plucked from without. It's not a time, I'm not a person who is given to hysteria, but as I have come to understand sustainable development through this decade, I've come to realize that without paying attention to it, America will be swallowed up, its ideas will become lost to humanity, maybe forever. Remember, technology is ready to monitor us like that all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill, top of the pyramid. That dollar, the technology is now capable of knowing where we are and what we're doing. One of the battles for sustainable development involves what's called the Real ID Act, demanded by Congress that every state adopt. The Real ID Act allows for, or really requires, that all people have their eye photographed for biometrics. So that as you walk into a store to buy, or as you proceed down a street, pictures can be taken of you, and you can be identified to the last detail of the nature of your existence. from your medical records to your financial records to your work records and criminal records, everything will be known. People will be easily marked and managed. Now, fortunately, a number of states are turning down the Real ID Act. It's worth understanding where your state stands on that, because this is one of the main controlling devices. I mean, sustainable development is all about controlling the individual.
You know, I think it's so interesting. One of the justifications for the Real ID Act was, well, we have to know, you know, who the people are in this country. We have a problem with illegal immigration. So on one hand, they refused to guard our borders. They refused to allow police to arrest people who are here as illegal immigrants or report them to the Immigration Service. They do everything they can to perpetuate illegal immigration, and their solution, well, now every American's going to have an ID card so they can be more readily tracked. And so they create the problem, and then they have a solution, which means we are forced to give up our freedom to counter the problem that they have intentionally and purposely and maliciously created. And when you understand that, things really begin to make sense.
Well, they do. I always say that sustainable development is about the destruction of your rights. And the way they do that is to create crisis, shortage, and you can well believe that we're down the path in this country toward a police state. Sustainable development is about the controlling of all human action.
And it has nothing to do with the environment. That's the excuse that they use to justify ever more control over our lives and taking away our property rights. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you have a question or comment, why, certainly there's nobody knows more about this issue than Michael Shaw, our guest this morning. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, sustainable development organizes itself around what they call the three E's. This is sort of the bedrock of their constitutional framework. Those three E's are these. First is the environment. We've talked a little bit about that. The second is economy. We'll come back and talk about that. And the third is so-called equity. What equity means really is the system of justice. And the system of justice that is deeply rooted, becoming deeply rooted in America, and which is the cornerstone of the sustainable program, is what is called by its advocates social justice. If you think back to your early training, although I don't think this is happening so much anymore, you understand that America was established on principles of equal justice. That is, that everybody's rights to their life, liberty, and property are the same. We measure justice in this country historically on an individual basis. Every individual is entitled to justice. Well, I have a land use litigation case proceeding into the courts, and the judge that's been assigned the case is a self-proclaimed advocate of social justice. Well, the person in my position, really all of us, need to ask ourselves, what is social justice?
We'll be back here in just a moment. It is socialism and the state all-powerful. The destruction of the rights of the individual. We'll be back in just a moment.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, and who do we have calling in? Who's
Dr.
calling in?
Stan, this is Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you? Do you have a question for Michael?
I do not. I just want to just give you and Mr. Shaw a word of encouragement. Dr. Stan, I consider you to be not an American hero, the American hero. And all of the guests that you have on there are speaking the truth, and I can only say that may God spread that message across the globe, because you are speaking the truth. And it just grieves me deeply that people don't believe the truth.
All we can do is keep speaking, Maureen, and just hope that as time goes by, they will listen. Our job is to get the information out there, and the Lord's going to make them listen and understand if he wants them to, okay?
That's true. And Dr. Stan, I've never told you, I'm your same age.
Well,
I've been involved in this work for the same 46 years that you have. Can you believe this?
I can.
And I'll tell you, the United Nations is the most horrible, evil organization possible. But in any case, I just called this morning to give you and Mr. Shaw a word of encouragement.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Because you are doing heroic work.
Thank you. God bless you, and thanks so much. Any thoughts, Michael, before we let Maureen go?
Well, I just think that as the crunch begins to squeeze down upon all of us, more people are going to be listening to the explanation of the reality of what we all face.
I think that's absolutely true. I'm encouraged that things are getting so bad, because only when things get bad will people listen. God bless, Maureen. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, and you, Dr. Stan.
And you too. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was... And who else do we have calling in?
H.W. Colorado here. Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, how you doing? Have a question for our guest?
So, yeah, I got a comment and possibly some questions. I've been growing up under communism. I'm now close to 70. And I learned from you, Dr. Stan, the connection between communism and capitalism. Both are materialistic. And politically, I totally agree now with most of the things you're saying. Technically or environmentally, there is some things that I would explain a little different, but definitely it's not getting warmer on Earth. It's just the distribution of cold and heat is make it look like it warms. Like it's getting warmer in the Arctic, maybe, but it's getting colder in the tropical zone. So one would have to integrate over time and space with these temperatures. One term that's very important is the term entropy. Do you know what entropy really is?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Go ahead and explain it. Do you have a question for Michael?
Yeah, to explain the term entropy more, it means a property of materials or matter, which is basically a weight or mass for a time, per pound, no, an energy, per mass, per time, and per degree.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, but entropy basically is the fact of certainly that energy is always constantly breaking down. But thank you so very much for calling, and if anybody does have a call with a question for our guest, that's great. But who do we have?
Yes, Dr. Stan, this is Janon in Austin, Texas.
Hi, Janon. Hi. Do you have a question for Michael?
Yes. I want to know if there are any efforts by Mr. Shaw and his ideas to try to persuade local groups as well as the state legislatures to stop to start rejecting federal and state handouts. I mean, to stop taking federal money, largesse. It seems like if we could cut the grants and the money coming from the federal government, we would have a big help in our fight. And I'll hang up and listen off the air. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Janon. And, Michael, certainly I think that's a valid point. Basically, the federal government taxes our money to Washington, D.C., and then gives it back to local government with strings attached so then they can expand their control over the lives of the American people. How are we going to break that cycle, which is going to lead to a fascist society?
Well, I think that cycle is defeated in the way that the caller suggests. There needs to be local action that is committed to bringing sufficient information to its elected people. I mean, most people who are in elected positions, especially the lower local positions, don't really understand sustainable development. But, you know, here in Santa Cruz County, for instance, the political parties are so behind the concept of sustainable development. So the body of elected mayors or of elected supervisors, their organizations have endorsed sustainable development. And the people then who are elected and part of the governing organizations end up thinking that they're doing the right thing and that they're getting the money for their community when they bring this money home from Washington. But exactly that is what is undoing the local commitment to individual rights. So, no, we don't have a ready action plan for leading local citizens into working to cause their community to reject federal money. But until local communities begin to reject federal money, we're on the path to losing the battle. She's identified a core issue in the defense of liberty. That is to simply not take federal money. And you say, well, I don't want to pay the federal money then. I say, well, that's fine. But whether you pay the federal money, whether you pay the taxes into the federal government or not, you don't want to receive it back because it comes with the sustainable criteria. Here in Santa Cruz, local officials accepted $300 million of federal money for the purposes of smart growth housing. That's housing to be built along rail lines, stacked them and packed them very high, so that the partners, the development partners of local government, can receive huge amounts of money for each unit they develop, as long as they do it in accordance with and as partners of.
We're out of time, Michael. God bless. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later this week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Steve.
People who don't suffer from back pain have no idea how excruciatingly agonizing it can be. Sometimes there's no comfortable position. You can't stand, you can't sit, even lying down can be murder. Sometimes the problem is in the lower back, with shooting, stabbing pains jolting through the buttock and into the thigh. Or sometimes the pain is in the neck and upper back area. You can't turn your head without terrible pain. Pain that bad can wreck your life. Sometimes the pain is caused by an auto accident. Sometimes it's work-related. And sometimes horrible pain can start with something as ridiculous as a sneeze or just sleeping wrong. At Chiropractic Plus, they fix sore necks and backs. At Chiropractic Plus, they usually get impressive results after just one visit. If you're in pain now or know somebody in pain, call Chiropractic Plus at 303-254-8430. They make neck and back pain go away. Call 303-254-8430. They work with insurance companies. Chiropractic Plus, 303-254-8430. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course this is the time I would mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or perhaps subscribe to our newsletter, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly you can go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can pull down our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. The information is there. You need to get other people listening and helping us get the truth out. Now, certainly, if you're interested in sustainable development, Michael Shaw has great information. We have something called the Sustainable Development Syllabus, which is really quite good. Nothing quite like it, because it'll give you a copy of the Earth Charter, which is the fascist Mein Kampf for what's going on today, written by three of the most powerful people in the world, Maurice Strong, Gorbachev, and Stephen Rockefeller. It lays out their plan for the destruction of the economy of our nation, for transferring our wealth to other nations, for redistributing wealth in this country, and the new spirituality which will replace Christianity. That's their program, an intense hatred of Christianity. That's why they put their people onto the Supreme Court to take God and prayer out of our schools. People who belong to a secret society, the Masons, control the American Supreme Court, and they all interlock into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. So we do hope you'll get the Sustainable Development Syllabus. There's a video that goes with it called, or DVD, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government, a four-tape set. And then, of course, if you're interested in global warming, the scam, we have a great DVD by Michael Kaufman on global warming. We have a four-tape set. We have certainly several books. The climate change, Al Gore, is one of them. Climate change, Al Gore. The other is called The Politically Correct, A Guide to Environmentalism. Politically Correct, Guide to Environmentalism. It is all a scam, ladies and gentlemen. The world is getting actually recently cooler. Now, we're in a global warming cycle, you know, and certainly the maybe we'll go back to global warming again, but right now we're having cooling of the level of the sea is actually falling, not rising, as you're being told, and the Arctic ice is thicker than ever. What the pictures you get are the Arctic ice during the summer, and when they show you the snows are melting on Kilimanjaro, of course, they melt every summer, and of course they come back every winter, but they don't want you to know that, and they're playing games with your mind. Because the entire media is under their control. And if it weren't for stations like this and a few other radio stations, we'd get our message out. The major media is controlled by five mega corporations who largely control what the American people think. Ladies and gentlemen, break loose from that control and help us, else you're going to be destroyed. There is a plan to create a world government, a world fascist system, and to bring in a new world leader. And that's what it's all about. If you haven't seen our our five DVD sets on the Final Countdown, there are two of them. We recommend them to you. That's the Final Countdown, Part 1 and Part 2. We hope that you'll get the information and then help us spread it out across America. Again, the
final countdown, and then you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and get as many people as you can to read it. It will help to explain the powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our provision and our protection. Go until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.